Now, the Standards and Public Office Commission has found two councillors contravened ethics legislation, and this follows an investigation in the aftermath of an RTE Investigates programme. Adele McAllister of our political staff has more on this. What was the programme about, Adele?
Yes, Anya, the RTE Investigates programme, it was first broadcast in December 2015, and viewers might recall it featured an undercover researcher who posed as a potential wind farm investor for a fictitious company called Vinced Opportunities. And this woman met three councillors, Jo Queenan of Sligo County Council, John O'Donnell of Donegal County Council, and Hugh McIlvany of Monaghan County Council. And it should be pointed out that while the Standards in Public Office Commission is investigating in the case of the three councillors, a hearing in relation to Mr. McIlvany was adjourned pending a High Court challenge by his lawyers. But in the programme, all three men were secretly filmed during individual meetings with this undercover researcher who purported to be working on behalf of international wind farm financiers, and they were seeking assistance in the development of potential wind farms in Ireland.
And how did SIPO get involved?
Well, it was the undercover conversations that were recorded that led to the Standards in Public Office Commission launching their investigations into breaches of ethics legislation. Now, on foot of the programme, they held separate hearings into the case of each councillor, and today it issues its determination in the case of two. It found against Councillor Queenan in respect of three of the four alleged contraventions of ethics legislation, and against Councillor O'Donnell in respect of all three. And in its determination in the case of Mr. O'Donnell, it said that he had conflated his role as councillor and businessman and used his position as councillor to promote his private interests as a businessman. And it said in its determination that Mr. O'Donnell's actions were intentional and they were at the highest end of the spectrum in terms of its assessment in the breach. Now, in the case of Councillor Joseph Queenan, on the three of the four allegations that were upheld, their determination said that he had recklessly agreed to help this fictitious company in return for financial award, but it said that he wasn't satisfied that he'd looked for money to do his job as a councillor.
All right, Adele, thank you for that. Adele McAllister of our political staff.